Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Love during lockup time. Back with all of our crazy couples. How'd you feel?
I love everyone.
I think Savannah, the new addition, is a grade A crazy star. She's nuts in the best way possible.
Got 5 years. She's hounding the whole family.
Up the ass of the entire family. When she was like, I mean, he's been the best sex of my life, and it was on the phone. It was like, okay, you're crazy.
She scares me.
Yeah,
now
she's,
why did they show his picture when he was a little boy getting convicted, when the guy seems,
that was weird,
like he has spent 25 years in there already. Did he get, because 30 years?
He got 15 years, and I think he's spent 10. And she said there's another 5 left or something.
He attacked a weed dealer. Another reason weed should be legal.
Well, I mean, it's so many, there's so many robberies. I feel like this is a heavy robbery season. And it's like, is this happening around here? Like, people are just out here robbing people. Like,
I guess
when Bree, is that her name? When she starts talking about like everything she does, and she's like, you know, it's just kind of like, I kind of did a little bit of everything, drugs, and then, you know, then got into the robberies. It was like, what do you mean the robberies? What does that mean?
Thank God they're all getting caught.
Yeah, right. Well, because I think they're all fucking dumb, and like, they're not, it's not Ocean's 11 out here executing perfect crimes. You know,
rob someone.
No,
shoplift like a normal person.
Oh, she said that too. She's like, you know, at first I was like stealing stuff at the mall, drugs, nicks, you know.
Just suck some dick blown for some weed. No, I'm joking.
Seriously, though, it's preferred. At least you're not going to jail for 15 years for prostitution, unless you're running a ring. You know? All right. Where do you want
boss
to start?
Entrepreneur. Oh, we can start with little Harry Potter, Brent. What's her name?
Oh, wait. First, before I watched, I don't know why I watched this the other night. I watched the Jake Paul Untold on Netflix.
Wow. God bless you.
About his career to fighting, which was very interesting. A lot of fury at the end, which got me very excited for the show, because
wait, that is gonna be fun.
Tommy talking shit, which I love, but his dad is such a character, and he's just like, it was destiny that brought these two men together for Tommy to prove he's the best fighter. Like,
and Tommy
it's great. Yeah, and Tommy barely won. I think
he's in another fight coming up, and I worry about him. Tommy, you better learn to get punching.
I think
life is too easy for you. You're too beautiful. You got little cute little Molly and Bambi.
Yeah.
What do you got to be in the ring for? You're not angry.
He doesn't have that angry. This is the problem for me with Tommy Fury. Is like, he doesn't have the whoever that guy is now, I don't remember his name, Jake Paul. Like, he doesn't have that craziness, or the like that craziness of what you expect from a boxer. Yeah.
I don't even think the Paul brothers did too. You think they're really fighting, or it's not choreographed, the Paul brothers?
Oh, no, he's really fighting for sure. I don't know about the other brother. This was only focused on him, but like the training I saw, how he's going after, I think he's actually like, yes,
he started as YouTubers. Really
YouTubers, and then he was on the Disney Channel, which I knew none of this. And then he like filmed a dead body in the woods or some shit.
Yeah,
and then,
got
canceled.
And The Rock kind of disassociated with him or something.
Right. And then like became a fighter. Of course.
Oh, these people are trash. People hanging there.
The dad beat the shit out of him as a kid. Like he's very flawed and damaged. It was interesting though. Honestly, I didn't
for a to be a boxer. That was probably interesting. There's millions of people that are into these people for a reason. So
right.
They got something.
All right, let's start with Savannah and Jake. She's a director of operations and an actor. He is first degree robbery, facing 15 years. Always a bridesmaid, never the bride is how she described herself, which is always positive. Engaged twice before. Yes, says a ton. And the fact that she's begging him to get married every second is wild.
What's he around for? Why is he even talking to her?
Do you notice what he said when the conversation at the end where she like tried to call his aunt and he didn't answer? He was like, I might punch you in the eye if you bring up marriage again. That's what he said on the phone. It's like, the fuck?
And that's, she's like, some romance.
Right?
And he's very aggressive. Like, my family considered me dead after I went into jail or something like that. He mumbled. Did you?
Right. And like, I did. And did you catch when she was talking about why the mom doesn't like her, the origin story that she ran into a bandmate who said they were fucking during the time that she's supposed to be with him, which I probably believe.
And we used to fuck.
It all tracks.
We weren't now. I bet
the mom. Can't wait to meet the mom. I know we will. Can't wait.
And it's always those sweet looking girls who dress like Harry Potter, who are the sluttiest.
100%.
The most outgoing.
Band camp.
Sexually. Yeah, Bandcamp, 100%. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. And her bandmate, right? That even tracks even more.
She's probably like sending Evanescence videos of herself.
Oh,
they're probably all over town.
Yeah. Wild, all these people in jail just FaceTiming and like phone sexing. Just like a lot of...
I don't feel bad for that girl at all. I don't like her. Savannah.
No.
Something not likable about her.
There's an unsettling nature about her.
Yeah.
Like I do not think she's all there. And I think the mom is right to be afraid.
And he's dumping her the second he's out of that jail.
100%. If not sooner.
Can you imagine being stuck in jail and you got all these different characters vying for your love? It is a crazy world.
I know. It's wild. And then you get out and you can't get a job and everybody
love
hates
makes
you.
People nuts.
It does. All right. I'd like to talk about Kruk and Brittany because I think this really affirmed what I said last week, which is Kruk is fully in control and pimping the hell out of Brittany because the way she missed that call and how nervous she was, and then like the repercussions and the like consequences that he put on her, is like he's fully in control and working her. And then when you hear that she was like homeless and poor, it just feels like, I think she's gonna get taken advantage of. I don't love it.
Yeah, she could easily never see him again.
Never. But she's living with his family.
Oh, right. That's true. So, she's making sure she sees him again.
She's got the light up bed. They're ready.
What was with her hair? Is that a wig or is it her hair?
Couldn't figure that out.
It was in her face. I didn't even think it was the same girl.
I know. Her hair looked totally different. I just kept thinking about how you were describing her as like
I made
her seem like the most purified, like beautiful little thing. Her tits are massive.
I was like,
though.
Well, she's got a good little rack on her. I don't know. She
doesn't have a good rack. I
just curvaceous. Like if you
She's like small and curvaceous and like
And men get off on that creepy little shit.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I just think that she's getting completely manipulated and worked. And like, I have no doubt he probably has like, he's going down on chicks just constantly in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The fact that if they have a baby, she's got eggs in her already, but she's going
to
use.
If she has to take his eggs? That's weird.
That's some fucking baller move. You become a dude, but you still got eggs, so you're gonna throw them in another woman.
Yeah,
already got
make
them.
your partner put them in. Wild, all of it.
And so, it's crazy. Biologically, I guess, do you think it has to be an embryo when it goes in? Because how could they know that it's her egg that attaches to any sperm?
And oh no, I think it has to be an embryo.
But how do they know that an egg isn't going to beat that embryo to the sperm and say, fuck this embryo? And then does some embryo float around inside?
You're getting too technical forever. Now.
I just wonder. That's a wild. We're reaching like a new level of science here.
Yeah.
How do they make sure that maybe they make you take medicine that stops you from ovulating? Because
don't, and people believe what they want to believe. It's like, it's my egg.
If the baby comes out black or white, they're going to figure it out pretty quick, right?
Well, so, depends on the dad.
The sperm, right.
The sperm. But feels like they're going to get it from one of the brothers. Another question here,
which I should know. Every month, there's just one egg, or unless you get twins or whatever, but there's one egg that drops, and then it's not like we got all the eggs hanging around. That's what happens when you shed. Oh, the egg drops. You get one time a month, and there's only one chance for the one egg, or we'd all be like Octomom out here.
No, I just wonder how. we clearly paid attention to anatomy class. I feel like what happens is there are multiple eggs, but it's like wherever the sperm just like gets in and it gets fertilized. That's the,
you know, instead of teaching us the Pythagorean theorem, which I've never used,
I know
they should teach you for parent. They should teach you how to be a parent, because 99% of people are going to have a fucking kid, and half of parenting for me at least is these kids ate some dragon fruit, some real potent purple dragon fruit. Okay. The next day, Vernon's got to take a shit at the water park. So nothing grosser than going to the bathroom in a water or at the pool. Then he sits down on the toilet I've covered like crazy, you know, and it comes out, looks like he's got some freaking colon cancer or something. And then I have to rack my brain. What the hell did that kid eat before 24 hours before? And like, oh, thank God it's the dragon fruit. He's not dying. But it's just like, the stuff comes through them so quick and you don't learn it. And you got to learn this shit on the fly. They don't tell you at the hospital.
They don't tell you shit. I mean, it's crazy. You're monitored like a hound until you give birth. And then when you actually have the child that you could fuck up in life, everybody just leaves you on your own.
It's nuts. You have
no, they do not care. They don't check in. It's just like, now, once you get to four, they're like, see you at 10 for shots.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, what? I know.
It's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I don't know.
I know. They don't get shots for that freaking long. It's like, give it's them crazy. Something.
Let's talk, Jade and Chris? We didn't get much there other than the video chat and the fact that they haven't had physical sex in 5 years.
Right, unless you're married, you're not screwing, right?
Going to
visit
them.
She's using him, so she's not going to get married. I hate her, too.
I do, too.
She's
a user, 100%. And she's doing this for her, she's doing this for her clout. And it's obvious. And she's taking a shit ton of money from somebody that's in prison, which, like, I don't know.
She reminds me of Ji-hoon's ex-wife.
Yes, that's exactly who she reminds me of. What was her name?
And I feel bad for them. I feel bad for them, obviously.
Yeah.
But I can't. That's who I think I'm watching.
Yeah, couldn't agree more.
And he's such a manipulator psychopath. I mean, it's almost like I don't want to watch him because he scares me.
His behavior is
alarming. And she seems like the type of person who would get murdered.
Oh, she seems like a person that would murder to me.
Oh, I don't get that.
She'd be like an accomplice, the two of them. The two of them.
I think she's too dumb. But
no, I think she'd be involved. Like, she wouldn't plan it, but she would be like, oh, what happened? Oh, I'll help you.
She even knows, like, what's going on. I don't know, but maybe. Yeah, I just don't like her.
Yeah, me neither. All right, who else we got? Renika and Asante. We're going away party. I loved this. Kicking out her whole family, throwing water at them, getting security. And the performance, how bad it was.
Her white fur coat. Now that's a fur coat you should be wearing.
There you go.
She's hilarious. Her outfit was great.
Oh, her outfit. Just her audacious way that she kicked everybody out and like just didn't give a shit at all. I just think it's great.
And I love the sister.
Love the sister.
Her eyes.
I also love
like
the mom being like
freaking out.
His daddy, her daddy was a convict. I married a convict, but I'm trying to teach her different. It's like, well, that's like, that's her pool then. That's what she's like used to. That's her dad and who you date. And like,
the mom looks like a sister.
Yeah. The mom did look good.
She looks good.
Yeah.
I don't believe that they're blood sisters though. The one real sister, they don't look alike at all.
No, they don't.
It was more
but
like a family.
You don't know what she would look like with like different hair if she had.
But she was funny.
Shorter
like, I
hair.
Hate it. They're taking my nieces. She's a riot. That's a fun family.
I loved the sister saying she doesn't even know if it's good dick, which I thought was great. Like she does. That's a good point. Yeah, very true.
You can get the ick.
Yeah.
From the dick.
You can.
And there is something really sick about women taking kids. Fuck up your own life.
I agree. Couldn't agree more. It's
the
just, you know,
stay with the aunt.
Just the way that, again, if you're a parent and you don't know any better and you've been raised just like in this chaotic environment, like you're just like, this kid is having to be thrust around in life following your dumb whim. It's like, that's just when you totally like, we're lucky enough to realize like our parents were people with like issues later in life. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like, it's just a shame where you learn that so young that it's like, oh, here we go. Mom's on her shit again.
I think it's normal.
Off we go to another.
I know.
Another adventure.
I forgot. I wrote down Brittany and Kirok. Is her name Brittany? When she said I'm a poopy head or something. I would never say poopy head ever.
No, me neither.
That's very childlike.
Yeah, totally.
You know, female rappers are hilarious. Female. It is funny. I thought
female.
She did pretty good out there. But
yeah,
she just wants to be on TV too. It seems like the family is going to set up like a War of the Roses where they will trap him and prove that he's a scammer. That's what it seems like is happening, right? I think all the women need to do that. Make a burner account to test their man.
Yeah, why not? I'm on board for it.
They need to.
Yeah.
That should be a show.
If he's so good, I'd watch that. Just watch
when,
it.
When radio shows used to do that. I don't get embarrassed by anything. I really don't embarrass easily, but or like the secondhand embarrassment people say, but it was hard to hear when someone would be a cheater on that stuff.
Yeah.
It was hard to listen.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
That good was though. A good sick entertainment. Radio bit.
It was. All right. Who else we got? Leticia and Keith. I love her going to talk to the the attorney.
So he was great.
He was great, but this is what I'm seeing that I think is a little shady. I think she has a bunch of mugshots somebody sent us.
Yeah.
So how is she a licensed tax? But like, how is she a licensed tax professional? She has felonies or something. What does a licensed tax professional even mean? You're not a CPA.
Right. It's a wiggle room, probably. Well,
what is it? Like, you just go through a training or something?
I'm sure. Yeah.
Okay. I don't buy it.
Yeah, unless they're not saying she is, but she's making a vow or an oath to her people, he said, whatever that meant. God, I should have looked that up. You're right.
I don't know. It just seems like, I don't know how much certification you have to go through.
Yeah,
to
our
be
friend
a licensed
sent us that on Instagram or on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I don't have the Reddit app and it wouldn't let me click.
I don't either.
Read it. And so just lost steam.
Same.
But I'm not shocked. You're right. They're not CPAs.
No, she's not an accountant.
We give all of our accountant everything. And I'm doing everything honestly as well as I can, being just a regular person trying to figure out what I'm doing with all this shit. And I really hope that we're not going to end up in trouble down the line. But it's not. She's at least better than this chick.
Letitia.
He's hilarious. He's saying, have you ever looked up the word conspiracy? Right? Was it conspiracy?
Yes. And he's like, conspiracy charges relate to money. This is money. He was just like, his mind was blown.
He just wants to smack her in the face because she's so stupid and she's just going to get herself into trouble.
Yeah. Service people are always entertaining. Like, it's always good.
He was great.
Yeah,
why would he even waste his time talking to her? And I'm surprised that he would even agree to be on TV.
I was just wondering what that billable is. Like, how much is he charging?
Somehow it's $150 maybe or something.
Yeah, it's good.
He's cutting her a deal or somehow. I don't know how she would even end up there talking to that guy. She's a hoot.
Mess.
You're right. If she's in trouble, she must have done stuff that you can at least...
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, got charges reduced or something.
Right.
Or DUIs or something. She just has like 4 DUIs. Yeah, we're going to find out. Someone will tell us.
He's messing around with her. So last week, I forgot to bring that up. He was the one that said, oh, I've been busy in here doing stuff I couldn't call. Like, what are you doing in prison? Obviously, having your other women. Yeah. The day got away from me. That's the life.
Can you imagine? All right, I think the only other one we have is Andy and Brittany. She doesn't like that he lied about his kids.
An inmate who fucked up her own kid's life is yelling.
Right,
at
but
him
she sounds like a stand-up
free.
Parent. You know, she's trying.
But it's
my
so
daughter's
funny.
Been through enough. I know it is funny.
You're a bad person if they're yelling at you.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. And like, somebody is shaming you who has like 4 kids, and she's in prison. But you're the bad guy. You really fucked up. You know.
I saw a headline. We're homeless. There's 8 of us. It's like, yeah, you got 6 or 7 kids. I don't even know if you got someone sticking around to help you raise these kids. What did you think was going to happen?
God.
4
Speaking
kids.
Of. What is this Tori Spelling? Why?
Right.
Does
Who knows?
Why doesn't the mother give them any money? Is she really holding the entire fortune to herself? Going to fuck her? Is that what's happening?
I don't know. And
why is she living in an RV?
She goes on Jeff Lewis Live and she's a real mess. I don't know how she has so many kids and seems
so many.
They're living in such a fucked up situation to grow up in. I don't know why Candy Spelling doesn't take the kids in or at least give them a place to live and punishes them because she hates her daughter so much.
Just pay the mortgage. You know what I mean? You're billions of dollars? How much is Candy Spelling worth?
Tori and her I don't know what the truth is there. Now they're living in an RV, it said.
In an RV? It was like a hotel, but now it's the
And then
RV.
They have mold in the walls and she puts on the internet.
This.
We got mold in the walls and we're sick and this, that, and the other. You know, there's a sick place in hell for parents. And I was in the emergency room with my kid. I think of all these parents that take pictures like Stassi in them. They want all this privacy, but then they take a picture of their little baby's ankle with the ankle bracelet from the hospital and post it. And there's a, it's a really sick world we're living in where these parents post their kids sick in a hospital to get likes and to make headlines. Can nothing be private? Yeah. We've crossed a
line. The only time I think it's okay is like, if you really like, you have no health insurance, you need a GoFundMe or some shit. Like,
right.
I mean, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But even then yeah. But if you're, there's so many people that take pictures of their, like Bode Miller. Okay. I guess they had a kid pass away from drowning. Then their three kids somehow got carbon monoxide poisoning from some wacky situation, and they're in there filming these kids in the hospital bed, and she posted online and people are saying, why the fuck are you posting it? And she's like, oh, well, I have these because I have to show the insurance company. But it's just a really weird thing to film your kids when they're sick and then release it for the world to see and then have everybody comment. I just find it to be a real weird place we're in. Social media really brings out such the weird parts of everyone's brains.
Andy's spelling is worth $600 million.
That money that he made in TV, man, they're striking against him.
Right?
She's wild.
But you can't just give
I agree with you. I think she's a,
you can't give her 2 million.
I think she's a terrible person to not take care of her grandkids. I don't care if you hate your daughter.
All right.
Those are your grandkids. Right thing. And I can't see it either.
Yeah.
If I was that rich, I would give it to kids sitting on the street. I don't know. It's crazy to me. She's a terrible person. She's off gallivanting with Josh Flagg.
I saw.
Bizarre.
It's weird. Him and old women. Very odd.
And she was on Jeff Lewis Live, and she's talking about her life with Aaron Spelling and how they met. And there's nothing likable about her to me. She seems like a real bitch. She's gloating about how she takes her minivan to Costco. Like, I don't think
I'm
you're
a real
charming.
Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we all go to Costco. Thank you.
It's a trap.
Last thing, not related to anything like this. Are you still on your Dutch Brothers kick?
Yes, we were going too much. And then me and Tyler, we were up to like 1 a.m. the other night. We needed to get to sleep. And we're saying we got to cut our, we can't go because we go sometimes 7-8 at night and we're up all night.
Oh my God.
And Dutch Brothers. Right, so see, we can drink Dunkin' Donuts and it does nothing to us. But when we go get that real Cocaina, really shoots us over the hills. They're really giving you good coffee there.
What's the drink you're getting these days? Cold or hot? Always hot.
I get a hot, I don't think 100 degrees. I get a toasted cold brew with extra cream, extra hot. Tyler gets a freeze, which is like just frozen.
Cold brew hot? What do you mean?
They make it right. I know it's weird. It's the only place, but they warm up the cold brew. So you get that jolt, but it's hot.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't be drinking that at night. You're nuts.
I know. But we're up.
I was going to go the other day and I looked one up and I was like, oh, it's too far. I just didn't have enough time. And then I thought of you. I was like, ask her if she's still on that.
They're so busy.
Oh, they're always
busy.
They're
not
always
sprouting
like,
up all
but
over.
They move. I love a fast line. I will get into a line if I know it's moving effectively. They know how to move people through line.
But people ask you though, the customer service will say, so what are you up to? And even me who loves talking to people, when people
I hate that. I get
uncomfortable. I say, we're doing nothing. Like, who fucking cares? But that's their
well.
Their
it's also like
customer service.
I
bullshit.
Know, right? Like, I know you don't want to ask me that. You don't give a fuck about me. I don't give a fuck about you. So, like, let's not have a small. They really do force
how do they
it.
Like, find
so
these people
day?
Though that
I don't know. It's
can
like Chick-fil-A.
Stomach it day after day.
It's like Chick-fil-A.
Not
same
have
shit.
A day? How, but I don't know how they take it to the next level at this place.
Yeah.
And so
I
now
just,
with
I don't
tipping.
Know.
How much are these kids? They're making probably $10 an hour in California, probably on minimum wage or 12. I don't know how much.
Minimum's 15.
Oh, you think they're getting $15 an hour at
15's Dutch? Minimum in California.
It is $15. Yeah. Okay, so they're getting.
Well, I don't know what tipped employees. They might be different, but federal
now,
like for California minimum wage is 15.
But they're not. Are they tipped employees because It's not definite. So do they get that $15 plus when they hold, they're charging you, then they say, you don't have to tip. Don't feel bad. It's the most awkward thing in the entire world. And I'll tip 75%. But sometimes if we're low on cash and I'm really going just because I want that cup of coffee, I don't have $2.30 to give you when
you
we're already
tip always.
Spending $13.85 on two fucking cups of coffee.
Right.
So $2 a car when there's thousands of cars a day. I wonder how much they're splitting between these kids.
It's a good question.
$100 extra, money. You think, on top? And then, is that why they're so happy?
No, I think they just hire that kind of those kind of people. I just like that's my nightmare. I don't want to have to talk to strangers all day. I know they exist.
But even when I was a waitress, I didn't have it in me to sit there.
And, like a waitress, you can just be like, yeah.
I know, but even it's crazy.
Yeah, shtick. All right, guys, we'll be back before you know it. Next week, or love during lockup. Till then, we love you.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.